It is yet again with great pleasure and a lot of anticipation that I am testing today a bean that was sent to me by Café de Cuba. In fact, they sent me two different beans. Today I'm going to embark on the espresso blend, a creation that Café de Cuba have done together with the acclaimed New Zealand barista Buzz Fendel. They came together and they created an espresso blend. And, you know, evaluating coffee is such a century experience already. And seeing that package that this espresso blend came in is just very pleasing to the eye. It comes in a beautiful orange, shiny bag of 250 gram. The coffee itself is called Fix, and it's also got coffee couture written on it. So it just points towards something pretty special that these guys have put together. Of course, 100% Arabica beans. And one thing that struck me as strange, if you want, because I was expecting coffee with Cuban origins. But this particular espresso blend called Fix F-I-X-X is actually a blend of Sumatran coffee, Ethiopian coffee, and Brazilian coffee. They try to create a very balanced and tantalizing, smooth, creamy sensation for the palate. So you can imagine my anticipation. I haven't even ground the coffee. I just opened the bag, and what welcomed me was a very nice looking bean. I've put them out carefully on a kitchen towel just to see exactly what these beans look like, try and maybe pinpoint some that come from the different origins, because those beans look different. Each origin has a different bean. I can see some that are some are a bit bigger than others, but very evenly roasted to a roast which is maybe a little darker than the coffee beans that have been coming through the doors of Coffee Mumbo Jumbo lately. But it's to be expected. It's an espresso blend, especially roasted for the espresso profile. And don't forget, the New Zealand roasters and baristas like something that's a bit more on the Italian side, but it's by no means a really dark, dark roast. It's got a touch of shine on the surface. The brown is maybe a bit darker than what I've been used to in the last few, well, weeks maybe even. But I'm very, very looking forward to actually choosing the right grind, perfecting my extraction, and then tasting it. So stay tuned, because I'm going to taste the Fix in a minute.